I'd like to welcome you all here tonight for this second PFAS town hall meeting that we're holding. I know there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of anger and frustration in the community. That's understandable.
That is Kent County Health Department Director Adam London speaking to a packed gymnasium at the Freshman Center of Rockford Schools. Many in the crowd were nervous residents who came to hear the latest results from public health officials in regards to toxic chemicals that may have made its way into their drinking water.
You know, I just need to know, have I poisoned my kids?
Speaking there is one resident who would only identify himself as a nervous parent to the panel that included representatives from the Department of Environmental Quality as well as Wolverine Worldwide. The shoemaking company both legally and potentially illegally dumped waste back in the 1960s that contained toxic per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances better known as PFAS. Department of Environmental Quality's Abby Hendershot began by saying the problem had a further reach than expected back when they started looking into the issue in September.
So today, these numbers are hot off the press. As of last night, 30 houses are above 70 parts per trillion.
To be clear, the Environmental Protection Agency has established that water containing PFAS above 70 parts per trillion is unsafe to drink. While the DEQ has received 88 phone calls of potential Wolverine Worldwide dump sites, Hendershot says that number has been blown way out of proportion.
And I know this is where a lot of your fear comes from, is because you hear this number of 88 and it sounds like the entire northern Kent County is impacted. This is not the case. Let me just say that right now. This is not the case.
Meanwhile, Wolverine Worldwide's Chris Huffnagel says that the company is actively working with health officials as well as residents.
We are trying to do the right thing for this community in which we live and in which we work.
For many, that answer may not be good enough. On Tuesday, lawsuits had already been filed by residents against Wolverine Worldwide, and Barnum Law attorney Aaron Phelps told WGVU that the firm represents over 100 residents who have already attached their name to a pending class action lawsuit. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.